Madness, House of Fun here on Virgin Radio, soon to be known as Absolute Radio, where it's time to play...
Drunk versus Stern.
Sorry, Anna, but that's no better, is it? What about this one?
Drunk versus Stern.
All right, let's go with that. That was the one you had in the first place.
Was
you
it?
Said, can you change it? Right then, we got Drunk Neil on the line. Hello, Drunk Neil.
Hello there.
Hello. You're alone in your girlfriend's house.
I am, yes.
Where's she?
In work, unfortunately, yeah.
What does she work as?
Same as me, nursing auxiliary.
Have you ever been working on a casualty where somebody's coming in with something stuck up the backside?
No, I haven't, but I've heard many, many stories.
What's the most unusual thing you've ever heard of?
excuse me. I've heard of someone shoving some sort of rod up there.
Not like a fishing rod?
Well, I can't remember what it was, to be honest with
you,
but
right.
It was some sort of metal rod.
Not like a plutonium rod that you would get in a nuclear pub.
I hope not.
No.
But it wasn't up the backside.
Okay. Was it down the other way? Yeah, we've had a few of those tonight, Neil.
Okay.
I'm surprised it's so widespread. Have you ever tried that?
No. Because it sounds rather painful.
It does, doesn't it? You're not tempted after hearing
no,
it?
No. Why would you?
Exactly.
You know, I heard that story and I went, ooh.
Yeah, I think that was the common reaction. But, you know, there will be people out there, Neil, who went, a rose.
Yeah, but why would you bother?
I don't know. I really don't know. There are so many other distractions in life. There are many nice biscuits, for example. And of course, drunkenness is an option that some people turn to. So what have you been drinking tonight, Neil?
Just being a bit bored of myself, just calling.
Are you where are you calling from, Liverpool?
Mm.
Are you aware of what's going on in Liverpool this weekend?
I'm not, no. Why, what's that?
I don't know is the answer, but there's a big event going on in Liverpool. Do you remember seeing on the telly 2 or 3 years ago, there was this big puppet elephant that came to London, and it was massive, and it held up the whole city centre, and it was this beautiful thing, and they had it in different landmarks, and they had this huge puppet, like, bigger than a bus, of a girl that walked and followed the elephant, and it was a huge like event in the city centre. Do you remember that?
I don't like it. I can't say it.
It was an amazing thing. It was called the Sultan's Elephant, and it was a big thing in London. And because Liverpool is city of culture, the same people who came up with that are doing something in Liverpool this weekend. It's going to be a massive event, but they're not saying what it is. It's a big surprise.
No, I've seen something advertised on when I went round the shop before to get myself a little few more cans.
Yes.
There was an advertisement on one of the buses.
Well, that might be something to do with it. You should go into town. You should go into town this weekend, see what's going on, having a mosey round.
I might just say it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anything about it. I'm not, like, advertising it or anything. It's just what I've heard. And the thing in London was so brilliant. I didn't actually see it, but I saw a documentary on it and I was held up in traffic by it. And I just think it looked amazing. I think it'd be a shame to miss out on something like that if you're in Liverpool or nearby. It's part of the city of culture stuff that you're doing at the minute.
It should be called... I know she said don't swear, but it should be called Crapital of Culture, not Capital.
Oh, come on. You've had Pete Wiley shouting his mouth off. What more do you want?
Oh, you can't go wrong with a bit of Pete Wiley,
can you?
Can't
go wrong with a bit of Pete Wiley. Right, Neil, are you aware that long-term drinking can result in permanent brain damage, serious mental disorders, a weakening of the heart and acute liver disease, including the potentially fatal cirrhosis?
I'm well aware of all that, yeah.
Then, your 60 seconds start now. Remember these four dances, I'll ask you about them later. The Foxtrot, the Charleston, the Jive, the Funky Gibbon. Next question. On this day in 1945, which country's unconditional surrender finally ended World War II?
Germany.
Japan. How many Q Awards have Coldplay been nominated for?
Four.
Is the right answer. No right or wrong answer here. We're marking on merit and creativity. When is the next big thing going to happen?
Tomorrow when I go to work. Next big thing. This weekend in Liverpool.
Oh, there you go. Who wrote the book Oliver Twist?
No, it's gone. Sorry.
Dickens.
Yeah.
Which four dances did I still remember?
It's Foxtrot, the Charleston. Oh, God. gone. Sorry.
That's all right. I think he did all right. Let's check it. Annabelle, how did he do?
He got 4 points.
4 points. It's not a bad score. Is it enough? We'll find out next on...
Drunk versus Stirred.